You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Ever thought of giving surfing a go? Well, Surfing England has some visually impaired surf sessions coming up in August and September, and you could join them in the water. Joining us as well to tell us more about the sessions, how you can sign up, what you should bring, what's going to happen on the day is Jack Patching, Adaptive Pathway Manager at Surfing England. It is fantastic chatting with you today, Jack.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Paulina. It's really, really exciting what we've got going on at Surfing England, and really excited to have these sessions rolling out over the summer.
No, it's fantastic. And these are obviously such a lovely opportunity. So how did they come about?
So last summer, we ran quite a few roadshow stops, which were open to people with physical disabilities and visual impairments. And we actually have an athlete in our team that's very successful in the World Championships, and she's a visually impaired athlete. She's a three-time world champion. So with that, we kind of thought, how can we bring more visually impaired athletes into our competitive team and into surfing as a whole? I was fortunate enough to apply for funding at the primary club, and they have very kindly funded these sessions for us throughout the summer and given us the opportunity to open surfing out for even more people.
Fantastic. And these are available to, I believe, both kids and adults as well?
Yeah, so it's open from 8 years old is when we're starting, which tends to be a good age to start surfing. It's not too young. And then you've got a good amount of time to progress as well.
And do you have to be a strong swimmer? What's your advice?
Obviously, being a strong swimmer will help with your confidence in the water, but our coaches and volunteers are all really well trained, and we have buoyancy aids available if people want to borrow them. So it's not a prerequisite, but obviously it will make you feel more comfortable in the water. But all of our sessions will be working pretty much on a one-to-one basis. So you'll have one instructor or volunteer with every participant. So you'll always have someone very close to you to help you if you need. We've got kind of different dates lined up throughout the summer. So our first one in August will be on the 14th of August, and then hopefully the 15th as well if it's busy enough. So we'll do 2 days in Croyde in North Devon. And then in September, we've got the 26th and 28th of September up in South Shields. So we kind of really spread out over the country and hopefully make it a bit easier for people to get to those locations.
Brilliant. And you mentioned that you've been working with a para athlete, I believe Melissa Reed is the athlete you were talking about there. So how did you come up with, I guess, adding some accessible adaptations to make these sessions really welcoming to people who have visual impairment?
Yeah, so Melissa's kind of in the UK anyway. She's really pushed it from the beginning. She was sort of our first really successful athlete in our whole para team. So and she's a previous Paralympian as well. So she really kind of pushed forward that, and it encouraged other people to join the team. So we kind of have two or three athletes now with vision impairments competing in the team. Melissa's not competing as much anymore with surfing, but it's really exciting that she's able to join us as a visually impaired surf coach as part of our team. And she'll also be joining us at Croyde as well for our sessions there. So it's really, really cool for us. And it gives us, you know, great advice and expertise from herself being so successful in that area of surfing. What we do with our coaching is a lot of surfing is feel. So you're looking at how things feel on the wave. And actually, it's really interesting how you can learn through feeling the shape of the board. And then when you're on the wave, like the sensation of the wave, we've used different things like deck grips on the boards. We put different surfaces on the board so you can work out where your foot is on the board based on what you can feel under your foot. So that helps people to line up their feet on the surfboard to make sure they're in the right position. And we also use audio cues. So at a competitive level, you have a guide with you in the water, and the guide will tell you when the wave is coming and tell you when to paddle for the wave and when to stand up. So we kind of combine lots of different things to make it as easy as possible. It's obviously a challenge. Surfing is a challenging sport, but I think that's what makes people want to keep doing it, because when you get that first feeling of being on a wave, it's a very addictive feeling and you want to try it again.
Oh, it sounds absolutely amazing. And now let's talk practicalities. Now, obviously, we'll have to bring our own swimsuits, but what else should we bring and what will be provided on the day?
Yeah, so to be honest, we've pretty much got everything covered for you. So all you'll need to bring really is swimwear, a towel, warm clothes for after the session. And maybe if you want to bring some snacks or drinks with you, that's always a good idea to keep fueled. And sun creams, fingers crossed, that will be beautiful sunshine for all of our sessions. So sun cream is also a good thing to bring. But otherwise, we'll provide all the wetsuits, buoyancy aids, helmets if people want them, and then rash vests and surfboards. So everything is there for you. You've just got to bring your swimwear, towel, and come meet us at the beach.
Now, obviously, the sessions are open. You mentioned to kids from 8 years and over. I imagine an adult is absolutely necessary. They can't just sign up on their own.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you sign up, you'll obviously, if you're under 18, you'll have to be accompanied by an adult. But when you're in the water, you'll be surfing independently with our instructors and hopefully just being cheered on from the beach by your family.
Oh, no, I think that's such a lovely way of doing it because it's just giving you that independence, isn't it?
Absolutely. And actually with surfing, I think in speaking to Melissa quite a lot about her experiences, like it really gives you an opportunity to do a sport which people think is very difficult to give a go. But actually with the right trained volunteers and instructors, it's actually a sport you can really become quite independent in. You know, you're the one surfing that wave on your own. No one else can do that for you. We can just assist with everything else to enable you to give it your best shot.
So once we're there on the day, how will the sessions look? Are they going to be quite long? How, I guess, what would be our time commitment?
So we meet about an hour before the session. This just allows us to run through how the session's going to go, get everyone kitted up with wetsuits and boards. We'll do a small talk on the beach. So we'll go through the basics of what you need to know. And then we'll spend about an hour and 15 minutes or so in the water, giving it a go for real with the instructors.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. Well, if we want to sign up, so how should we do it? What's the easiest way?
So the easiest way is to visit the Surfing England website. On the website, we have all the information on there. It's got all the dates and timings on it. And then there is sign up forms as well on there. So the sign up forms have been tested with screen readers. So it should be all good to go. And if you have any problems, my email is jack@surfingengland.org. And I can do everything for you.
Brilliant. So that website address is surfingengland.org. Super simple. And of course, Jack Patching from Surfing England. Thank you so much for chatting with us about these very exciting sessions. And we can maybe catch up in a few months' time and hear how it has all gone and what maybe you're planning for the future. And hopefully we'll hear a bit more about surfing.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Paulina. And I really hope I can welcome loads of people to surf with us. And I can't wait to tell you all about the surfing that goes on this summer.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.